Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamMate.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamMate creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamMate.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey Skin, are you ready for episode 122?
Yes, I am excited. Lots of good stuff to talk about. And also, Andrea, something I don't even know if you know about that I'm going to be promoting at the end of this. Yes,
that.
I'm very excited.
I know we have a really jam-packed show. We have a lot of stuff to talk about. But I'm also super stoked at the end of the show, we're going to interview Cam and Karen Lee Potter from Sex Talk with My Mom, which should be really enlightening. We're going to get deep into the whole world of cougars and
yes,
figure it all out. So yeah, it's going to be a good show. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's a really cool podcast, Sex Talk podcast, Sex Talk with My Mom.
That's right.
And yeah, they're great. So we'll talk to them in a second. So,
perfect.
Anyway, that being said, some nudity news. Got to get to a lot of television stuff and some other things. So let me start with Ray Donovan.
Yeah,
I know,
baby.
Andrea, you are a Ray Donovan junkie.
Yeah, you know
you
it.
Like the show.
Mm-hmm.
And season 6 has debuted on Showtime. I haven't talked about it yet. And this, of course, is the show where Liv Schreiber plays a professional fixer for the rich and famous in LA, and he can make anyone's problems disappear, except of course those created by his own family. But he, it's a really cool show, and they've had some memorable moments. By the way, they're in New York City this season, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see how that goes. But I was thinking about this before I came on to talk about this season. Was they've had some cool moments for my website, and one is that in season 3, Andrea, I don't know if you'll remember this, but Erin Marie Hogan, there
Who's
was a
that?
Scene where John Voight was doing blow off of these girls' butt season 3,
that.
Episode 12, but you probably didn't notice it because we did. During my Anatomy Awards that year, we rewarded Erin Marie Hogan with the longest butt crack award. It was funny because you see her ass and she had this really long butt crack. And
we were
just fascinated by this at the Mr. Skin offices. So that year in the Anatomy Awards, season 3 of Ray Donovan, we awarded her longest butt crack. So I'm not thinking much of it. Next thing you know, she tweets out that she was so proud to win the award. It was kind of funny. So anyway, Erin Marie Hogan happened on Ray Donovan. And then the other thing was like Paula Malcolmson. You might know her from Deadwood.
Yes.
Yeah, she did hadn't done a nude scene in like 10 years and got naked on, she's the girl that plays his wife on the show. She did a topless scene on Ray Donovan, which was really cool. And then last but not least, Lisa Bonet getting naked on Ray Donovan during that doggy style sex scene, which Andrea, we know that the person she was having sex with was her bro.
It was a whole weird dynamic. Yeah. Like, thank God it's television. Yeah, it was incestual. She's like a crackhead. But the good news is it was still Lisa Bonet.
So is Erin Marie Hogan. from her head to her toes. Yeah.
By the way, I'm on MrSkin.com right now, and that is one long ass.
Do you see
crack.
Do you see the long butt crack? Isn't that crazy?
It's like longer than my spinal cord.
Yeah, no, that was fun. We had a lot. That one of the fun things about our Anatomy Awards is finding these crazy
anomalies.
Things and yeah these anomalies.
But even though it's long, it's still great. It's still great.
No, it's funny. Yeah, it is funny. So she, anyway, so happy to have it back. And in the I think it was the second episode. They've had two episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because a lot of these shows on VOD are releasing the episodes before they air, they premiere on television.
Right.
So sometimes I don't even know, like, because we had this at our website on Saturday and it didn't even air till Sunday because they released it on VOD. So anyway, it was Lola Glaudini, who is her character's running for mayor this season, was naked on a video. And it was a cool, weird nude scene, not like super sexy or anything. But what's interesting about her is she was, if you remember on The Sopranos, she was Dre DiMaggio's friend on The Sopranos. And they used to like talk all the time and she'd be in her underwear and she had that real like New Jersey look to her. And,
yeah.
She had never done a nude scene, and here it is, Ray Donovan getting actresses naked that usually don't get naked, which was pretty cool. So there are a couple episodes in. I know there's rumors that Susan Sarandon may do something. That's just rumors, and maybe I'm just starting
Fingers
them, and
crossed.
It's me being hopeful. But yeah, Susan Sarandon this year is supposed to be showing some skin. I'm not like super confident it'll be nudity, but it's supposed to be some sexy stuff. So
excellent.
Anyway, yeah, tune in to Ray Donovan. It's on Showtime in their sixth season and they're in New York now. So
sounds good to me. And
I don't have to tell you. another show that's back that a big favorite here at MrSkin.com is Outlander from the Starz Network with Katrina Balfe. Mm-hmm. And I've always said this, we've talked about this show before. And I always think it's like, in a million years, this does not sound like a show that would work when you hear what it's about. It's about, so she plays this English combat nurse from 1945, and she's mysteriously swept back in time to 1743. And you're thinking, okay. But
right.
it's actually a good show. I know, like I see like at Comic-Con and stuff, they always have a lot of followers there. And it has a nice following. And this Katrina Balfe is gorgeous. She's an Irish babe and not afraid to do nudity. She showed breasts and butt a ton in the first three seasons. Never bush, which I'm a little bummed about, but Erin Gobralis many times in this and gets naked. So
right,
Outlander
on.
Is back, and in the very first episode of the fourth season, Katrina was topless having sex with a guy. So off to a good start, and it's a pretty reliable show for us as far as nudity goes. So Outlander Starz Network is back, and you could check it out now. They're one episode in.
Absolutely, and she's got a great bod. I don't know how old she is, but she's looking real good, real good.
Yes, maybe CP could look that up. But yeah, she's she's really hot, and it's a cool show. So also another thing that happened while we were gone. Is House of Cards season 6 released.
So excited.
And it's kind of controversial with the whole Kevin Spacey being gone and all that. Yeah.
He's not in this season at all, correct? And this is the final season, if I'm not mistaken?
Yes. Okay. That is how I understand it. And listen, Robin Wright is awesome, and she's the reason to keep watching it. Now, I've heard mixed reviews. I have not watched season 6 yet, but I've heard very mixed reviews about where this is going now and with Kevin Spacey gone and everything. But what's interesting is they had Diane Lane and Patricia Clarkson this season. So our guys went through season 6. They released all the episodes. And disappointing on the nudity front.
Okay.
As far as House of Cards go. But they have Diane Lane in here. They have Patricia Clarkson, who you would know. She was the mom in Sharp Objects with Amy Adams.
Okay.
Then they had Willa Fitzgerald, who played Robin Wright when she was much younger.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm thinking, okay, we got some you know, some, this has potential here. Unfortunately, it was just not a nudity year, but since we're on the subject, Willa Fitzgerald has never done a nude scene, so it just has never happened. But Patricia Clarkson, the mom from Sharp Objects,
yeah,
she did, believe it or not, if you don't mind Ben Kingsley being in the nude scene, she did a movie called Elegy in 2008. And she does some really good nudity in that. One is during a sex scene with Ben Kingsley. The other's in a bathtub. But that's really good. She also did a movie called October Gale, which came out in 2014. We're at the 19-minute mark. You could see her topless. So if you want to see the mom from Sharp Objects, the crazy bitchy mom from Amy Adams' Mom and Sharp Objects, she's actually done some good nudity about 5 and 10 years ago. So good stuff. Now, Diane Lane, Andrea. Uh-huh.
Yes. Give me all the Diane Lane you can. Please, drop it on me.
I think Unfaithful is one of the hotter nude scenes of all time, where she cheats on Richard Gere with that French guy.
And, absolutely. It was so disturbing and so hot at the same time.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was that's one you watch with your wife, and you can both enjoy that. Everyone loves, it's not only is Diane Lane topless, she's with a hot French dude.
It's awesome.
Forbidden fruit, the whole thing.
So passionate,
So here's the deal. House of Cards has had nudity in the past. And there really wasn't much, just sexy stuff from Diane Lane and Patricia Clarkson and Willa Fitzgerald. So hopefully Diane Lane and Patricia Clarkson's nude careers will rub off on Willa Fitzgerald and she'll get naked in the future.
We can hope.
So anyway, so House of Cards season 6, we went through it, and that's the report.
And now it's time for our StreamMate Cam Model Spotlight of the Week, and we are talking to Flame Jade. How are you, beautiful?
Hey, thank you for having me. I'm pretty good. How are you?
We're fantastic. Skin, are you, do you have any idea what Jade's accent is? I have no idea.
No, I actually wanted to hear her talk some more. It's always fun to guess. I'm always way off though when I try to do accents.
Flame Jade, will you tell us?
I know it's European of some sort, yeah. But I don't know where.
I suppose it's pretty simple because I'm Russian, but maybe my accent doesn't sound like Russian.
Wow, I love a Russian accent, and it was that show The Americans, right, Skin?
Yep. Carrie Russell, right?
So you are tall, you are beautiful, you have it all going on. Everyone, Flame Jade is 5'10", 121 pounds, green eyes, and you are a C. Now, Skin, did you have a chance to look at her pictures?
Yes.
Because your boobs are so perfect, Flame Jade. I don't know if they're real or fake. Skin, do you have an idea? They are?
Yes.
You have a good doctor. As I'm scrolling through, now that you say it, I'm like, okay, maybe. But when I first looked, I thought real.
Yeah.
I was happy to find a good doctor. So he made a perfect boob job for me. And most of the people don't really believe that it's fake. But I'm confident enough to tell that it's fake.
That's awesome. I mean, I've seen so many boobs and skin too. The fact that we couldn't tell says something. But enough about your boobs. Let's talk about you. You are into so many fun, interesting, I guess, fetishes and levels of expertise. Can you tell us what your favorite things to do are?
My favorite things on cam, besides of having the good cam sex, of course, is the fetishes and roleplay games. And I really like to interact with people who have unusual fetishes, some things which they can suppose as a rare fetishes, and I really like to know more about this and interact with these people because it's really interesting. We are all so different, and it can open for us the different aspects for the sexuality, and I think it's really exciting.
I love that you're excited by that. Has anyone ever thrown an idea at you or a kink or a fetish at you and it just blew your mind? You'd never heard of it or any sort of interesting reaction like that?
I can't tell something particular right now. But
What's the kinkiest thing that you've been requested to do?
Let me think about this.
I'm asking because she loves guys or anyone with an open mind, kinky fun, loves taboo, role playing. Do you have a favorite thing to role play?
Oh, I really like taboo things. I really like to create the interesting scenarios. And one of my favorite things I really love is to play into some gaming or movie settings. Like, for example, I'm Star Wars fan. So they're playing some kind of sexual scene from the favorite movies or computer games is really fun.
Yeah. Do you like kind of smart, dorky, nerdy guys to date?
Yes, I do. I'm a nerdy girl myself. I like computer games. I like the pop culture. So I'm into this in my real life as well.
I love it. Now, what color is your hair right now? Because in your profile on StreamMate, you have so many different wild colors of hair. They're all so beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well, I really often change my hair color, but right now it's pretty boring brown brunette. I'm going to be blonde again very soon. I used to have the blue hair a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm looking at your pictures and I'm like, brunette, that can't be right. But
right. It's every different color hair possible on a beautiful body, right?
Yeah, and she's gorgeous. I feel like when I look at your pictures, I was like, you have amazing model shots. 5'10". Have you ever done regular like clothing modeling or lingerie modeling?
Yes, I am. I'm also, besides of comic, I'm also the independent model. I mostly do modeling for the Suicide Girls, but I also do modeling for some lingerie or just the private photographers, whatever. I really like it.
So you do a little bit of everything. And have your Suicide Girls fans followed you over to StreamMate, or is it like two completely different groups of people?
Well, many people from the Suicide Girls found it on the StreamMate, and of course they were pretty happy. And I'm always happy to meet the people from SG on the StreamMate, because basically these two bot sites are made for the same people, for the same viewing pleasure. And it's pretty cool to communicate with my SG fan online on the StreamMate.com.
Yes. All right. Well, you have been a treat to talk to. So yeah, if any of our listeners out there, like a beautiful cam model who likes to change her hair all the time, has lots of tats, loves cosplay and all things kinky and nerdy, you got to check out Flame Jade. And you can check out her StreamMate profile at flamejade.cammodels.com or follow her on Twitter. You have so much great stuff on Twitter. And that is twitter.com/flame_jade_@ that name. Good to talk to you, love. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. Have a good day too. A
couple other things I wanted to mention. There's, you remember that I was telling you about CBS All Access,
yes, which is,
they do this now on CBS Online, where if you pay a subscription fee, you could watch these television shows. And there's a new one they just introduced last, I think it was Wednesday, called Tell Me a Story. And Tell Me a Story is a new series on the CBS All Access. It takes famous fairy tales and reimagines them as like a dark psychological thriller set in modern day New York City. And
that's
kind of a cool idea. I like where they're going with this. And it was interesting. Now, by the way, the CBS All Access, they brought us Good Fight. They brought us Strange Angel, which each have had nudity. So I'm looking forward. They've only had one episode. It was side butt and side boob. They had the first episode had Danielle Campbell side butt. She was naked in bed with this Billy Magnuson, but it was side stuff. And then Danielle Ramirez showed some side boob, had a giant scar on her back. You'll see why when you watch it. And she was taking off her top, getting into the shower. But it's interesting. What's this? Danielle Campbell is actually from the Chicago area, suburb of Chicago. You might know her. She was on the CW series, The Originals, for like 6 years. And she's yet to do a nude scene,
but she's the side butts.
Yeah, she's getting close. So I'm hopeful we'll see Danielle Campbell naked. And then, and this Donia Ramirez, if you're watching the show, the one that showed side boob and had the scar on her back. She actually did a really good butt nude scene in a movie called Lycan from 2017. So anyway, we'll keep you posted because of their history. You know, I guess if you're going to charge people, you better throw in some new.
You've got to throw
silly.
In the good stuff. Yeah. I mean, what's the point of paying if it's G-rated or PG, right?
Yeah, I agree. So we'll see. And it's a cool premise.
I think so, too.
I like where they're going with it. And we'll see what happens. But yeah, the show is called Tell Me a Story on CBS All Access. And we will be tracking this. And they release it, I think, like at 9 p.m. Eastern or either one of the two. Like, they try to do it like a real TV show where they hold off on releasing it to a specific time, just like a television show. So it's pretty cool. So I'll let you know next Wednesday if we get any more, and we'll keep track of that. So also, the Real Housewives of Orange County. Now, you I know you're a housewife person. Is Orange County on your list?
They're all on my list. I mean, I don't really like follow Dallas that much or anything. But, I mean, Orange County is like the OG of the housewife shows. They were the first one. They're the longest running. So, yeah, I mean, if it's on, I'll watch it for sure.
Well, they had, so they're in their 13th season, and they had their 15th episode last week. And I noticed when I was looking at all the, you know, I get the reports, you know, like other guys get financial reports that run a company. I mean, I get reports of who's nude, of all the television shows and movies. So I just thought this was really sexy. So all the girls from the show, they're on a vacation in the Bahamas, and they spend one afternoon attempting to climb a waterfall. Don't ask. And this Kelly Dodd wears this. She's wearing this bathing suit, and her boobs keep popping out.
Yeah,
now,
no wonder. Look at the bathing suit. It's like it's like J Lo's Grammy dress, you know, but in a bathing suit from 2000.
Right, with no tape.
I mean, it's just all the way down.
Yeah, it was just funny because we've talked about this before.
Yeah,
it's a Bravo rule. They haven't broken it yet, but if you show your butt and you go for skinny dip, have at it. You get great older cougar butt.
Yeah,
but you show a boob, man, that pixelator comes out. But it was still you still see enough. It's almost like a Barbie doll where they kind of just pixelate out your nips. So
it's
and they missed a little bit because we were doing, so you could see a little areola in one of the pics, but whatever. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool that I just thought it was really sexy, and I wanted to alert you to this boob thing. And just the fact that camera crews get to hang out and all these hot cougars are getting naked all the time and they get to film it, that's pretty cool.
How about their waterfall climbing guide who's with them in this scene? He's just...
Yeah, look at the look on the guy's face.
He's
stuff.
Like, hell yeah, I got these OC cougars up in my waterfall.
I know. Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. The guy just looks back at the camera like, whatever.
What is going on?
I mean, and you know, like, Andrew, looking at this picture of Kelly Dodd, I know technically that's not a nude scene because they pixelate out it. Just her, like, areola.
Just
nip,
the
like
areola, the
So, but you could still totally tell what she's packing, which is
100%.
pretty nice rack.
Because when they pixelate it out, they don't change the color. So you're just seeing a little distorted areola nip. It's like, you know what size it is, you know what color it is, because they only pixelate that part without muting out the natural skin tones. So there's really no reason to even pixelate it.
That's how I feel. It's so silly that they do that. But hey, it's the world we live in today.
I feel like I see a boob lift scar on her boob too. On the second image down, I'm like, why didn't they pixelate that out?
Oh, you mean, no, that was a nip slip that we caught. That's why I'm showing that to you.
You mean when
she's getting out of the water.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, their nipsilation didn't work on that because they didn't catch that, but we did. So.
Got it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So anyway, I thought that was fun. And we also
super
got
fun.
A Kelly Dodd nip slip as she was getting out of the water. And the Real Housewives of Orange County, season 13, episode 15. So, okay, so I...
Oh, yeah.
Every week I forget about it, but every week CP spins the wheel of skin. This is the part of the show where he picks one of our over 28,000 actresses at MrSkin.com. I, of course, am Pat Sajakoff. You are?
Vagia White, always.
And this is a, yes, and this is a Merck and Griffin production. And he spins the wheel, pulls a name. I riff on the skinography, the nude career of said actress. And right, it's always fun because he surprises me every week. And
we get to put you in the hot seat.
The hot seat, baby. CP, go ahead and spin the wheel.
All right. And we have Kim Cattrall.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well, I'm gonna challenge myself here because... Okay. Everyone knows Kim Cattrall was the most nude to the Sex and the City babes, right?
Absolutely.
She did tons of nudity. And she's awesome, by the way. I think I would say she's in her early 60s, if I had to guess.
Yeah,
I know she's older than me.
She's very mature, yeah. But she looks damn good. And she's just so like out there. I love it. Well,
oh, she's awesome. She was great on Sex and the City. So,
yeah.
Oh, they just told me she's 62. That's
wow.
Very nice. So,
wow.
So here's something else I bet you didn't know, Andrea.
Okay.
She was born in England. She's a Brit.
What?
Yes.
Oh, I love it when I find out that these actors that I think are American are putting on American accents.
She's putting on an American
accent. That's so awesome.
Yeah. And of course, she was the Samantha, the nympho from Sex and the City. And I'm going to give you her stuff. So obviously on Sex and the City, she did a lot of nudity. So there's some cool nudity that she did that wasn't from Sex and the City that I'm going to share with people that you may or may not know about this stuff. But let me start with... okay, so first of all, she did this movie. It was about 1975. She must have been 18 or 19 years old. It was called Rosebud. And not the Orson Welles Rosebud, but it was directed by Otto Preminger, and it was about a bunch of rich girls. And I remember, like, Isabel Huppert, Layla Ward. I'm trying to think of anyone else that I remember that was in that. But they were kidnapped by... Palestinian terrorists. And there's a scene about 19 minutes in where they get all the girls they kidnapped, including Kim Cattrall, who was a brunette and probably is naturally a brunette, so she had like shorter brown hair. And and what's funny is this movie's rated PG. This is like freaking 70s. Mm-hmm. So it's rated PG, but these girls are completely nude and you just see all their butts, and the Palestinian dudes are, I think they were like taking pictures of them or something. It's pretty wild. So it's really a cool, because you also get all these other women and a young Kim Cattrall in this. But Rosebud, this Otto Preminger, that was like her nude debut, the first thing she ever did nudity-wise. And then... there's another thing. There was a movie in 1995 called Live Nude Girls, which this was in the heyday of my going to Blockbuster and just renting like 12 movies and grabbing all the nude scenes on, you know, when I was saving nude scenes before the internet and stuff. So Live Nude Girls was a movie I discovered, and it had like Dana Delaney, Olivia Diabo, Kim Cattrall, and there was so much nudity in this. But there's a classic scene about 26 minutes in where Kim Cattrall is walking. She just got in a fight with her husband. He's being a dick, and he leaves, and she's crying, and she's wearing like lingerie with a thong in the back.
Okay,
and she's in high heels, and she's crying in the kitchen, and this kid comes. You know, he's like a high schooler, probably a high school kid, comes. As in, he's representing Greenpeace looking for a donation.
Oh, geez.
Next thing you know, they are banging on the kitchen table. It is such a hot scene. And Kim Cattrall, this is like two years before Sex and the City started. So it just was like, it's just a super hot scene. So I highly recommend people take that, because the thong stuff is awesome from Live Nude Girls.
Oh,
and a
yes.
couple other little quick things, because I know we got to move on. I could talk Kim Cattrall all day, but Porky's.
I know. Who would have known? I didn't know she was in that movie.
Yeah, she was Honeywell. Yeah, there was a sex scene, the classic scene, about 56 minutes in, where she's having sex and she's screaming so loud the whole gymnasium hears them because she's howling while she's having sex, and it's just a really funny scene. They're like, the all the guys are trying to play basketball and they're doing a layup drill and they're all dying laughing and she's getting banged, and it's really sexy because the guy like takes all it. It's a really hot sex scene. It's like, you know, typical of, you know, the Porky's, you know, that teen sex comedy era. Was very graphic and very good. So she was in Porky's. And then last but not least, Masquerade with Rob Lowe from 1988, very beginning of the movie. You know, Rob Lowe, you know, when he was a super heartthrob guy and he was in movies, she was the girl at the beginning of that movie that was in bed having sex with him, one of the really hot nude scenes of the 1980s. So, Kim Cattrall, that's a great question, CP. I love it. Good stuff.
And you just scratched the surface. She's done so much nudity. Well, we could do an entire show on her if we wanted. I mean, she's ridiculous. I had no idea that was her in Porky's, though. That's really cool.
Yeah, it is. So, that was a great question, CP, and I could do it. Yeah, you're right. We could do a whole episode on Kim Cattrall because she went full. She actually was the only fully nude Sex in the City girl. She did a few times. So yeah. But she also did way more boob shots than any of the other ones. Of course, Sarah Jessica Parker, a grand total of zero nude scenes. But yeah. But what are you going to do?
And you know what I'm seeing in this image I'm looking at from Porky's? I'm looking at bush. I never knew Kim Cattrall was showing her bush like this. I'm blown away.
No, it's pretty cool.
I've only just seen like her boobs and butt. This is great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Porky's was, she's in this like yellow long sleeve shirt and this guy whips out her little, she's like an assistant gym teacher. And
she's got the whistle on.
She's got the whistle. And this guy rips off, the basketball coach rips off, and he even has like the coach on his t-shirt, you know, where it says coach on his t-shirt. So he rips off her little shorts and undies, and she is, you know, she does the Donald Duck nude from the waist down. That's really hot. So I don't want to talk Kim Cattrall the whole show, but it's awesome. But great question, CP. And
Good spin.
Really good. So anyway, and a couple other last things I wanted to talk about. How about this? This is blowing my mind. Deep Throat is coming out on Blu-ray.
Dude, this is going to be a whole new world. Like, well, really? That kind of definition on that action? Okay.
Yes. Blu-ray. B-L-E-W. No. So anyway, listen. Deep Throat, one of the greatest porn movies ever. I've gone in detail about this, how you don't understand that, like, regular suburban husband and wife in 1972 used to go to the theater and watch this movie. It was an event. Famous people. I remember Jackie Onassis went to see this movie in a theater. It was normal for people to go, you know?
Yeah.
Between like 1972 and 1975, it was rumored this movie made like $600 million. I don't know if it's true, but it was so popular. I can't describe how big a deal Deep Throat was in the 70s. And it was like cool to go see this. It's not like, you know, it was just such an event, and people were very liberal about this, and they thought it was kind of cool to go see a movie like this. People talked about it in their living rooms. It's like not like today. It's just different. There were jokes about it on television. Deep Throat in All the President's Men was the source. So this was like a big deal. So, but the fact that they're releasing this on Blu-ray, I just wonder like how. I mean, I'm just curious, is like, how good will this look? I'm hoping that MVD, the company putting it out, does send us a screener. They send us a lot of screeners. So I'm hoping, by the way, it costs $40 when it comes out.
Well, deservedly. Send a screener my way when you're done.
Yeah, it's a two dick set. Yeah. MVD does amazing work. We're big fans of them. And I'm just curious, like, how will this look on Blu-ray? Will there be will the quality be such that you're like, wow? I mean, that's the big question. I don't know the answer, but I'm so psyched that they're putting this out on Blu-ray. It's like literally this is like, you know, of historic proportions. Deep Throat's one of the most important movies of our generation. Really, really cool movie.
Yeah, man, I'm with you on that. This is going to be something to behold for sure.
Yeah, right. So imagine blowjobs on VHS, where everyone mostly saw this, and now see it in Blu-ray. It'll be pretty incredible. So I will keep you posted. Yes. Hopefully, they'll send us a copy. And as soon as we get our hands on it, I will share that. And another thing, real quick. Over the weekend, we found this. Remember Miley Cyrus, better known as Hannah Montana, when mm-hmm. she did that Wrecking Ball music video yeah. from like 5 years ago. So what was cool about that was she was completely nude in the video, but it was filmed in such a way where everything was strategic and you saw like side butt, side boob, but it was super hot because it was Hannah fucking Montana.
Yeah.
Grown up and doing this stuff. And since then she's obviously posed nude and done some things, but at the time it was pretty graphic and cool. But it wasn't nude. And when I say graphic, meaning that, you know, it was Miley Cyrus suggestive. Completely nude, but it was yeah. suggestive and strategic. So over the weekend, I literally tried to find the source of it before I came on, but I haven't, but I mm-hmm. have it. They released like an uncensored version of this where you see full butt, full boobs, and
Whoa.
It's like, yeah, we can't figure out where it came from. I have no idea, but it's on the internet.
It must be the raw footage. You know what I mean? Like, someone must have leaked the raw footage. You know what they actually shot?
I can't say it was, quote, you know, I can't say it was leaked. But look, Andrea, CP just posted. Look at the difference. Like, you know how, like, it was strategic before? Now you see full boobs, full butt. It's just really great. It's like how this should have been released.
It's so hot, yeah. Like, I'm not even a Miley Cyrus fan. I don't find her sexy. In this video, I find her extremely erotic.
Yeah, no question about yeah. it. So please check this out. It's we have it at Mr. Skin. The uncensored version of the Miley Cyrus video, and boy, is it good.
Yeah.
And
if you want to see Miley Cyrus grinding a freaking huge ball yeah. swinging in air naked, like, I mean, yeah. this is
what,
it.
What more do you need? What more do you need?
I'm fine with a big ball. I prefer two, yeah. but one will do,
yeah.
right?
Well, if you want to wreck your balls, watch our version of Wrecking Balls. So anyway, hey, last but not least, Andrew, I don't even know if you know this, but this is very exciting. Now, you know, next year is my 20th anniversary of the launch of MrSkin.com. I launched in 99. 2019 is going to be our 20th anniversary year. So because of that, I decided to put a book together, my life story, how this whole crazy thing happened.
Oh my gosh, yes.
And I've been working on it for the last year. And we got the manuscript in to our publisher, New York Post Hill, about a month ago.
Right
and,
on.
Yeah. And they just released this week, if you go to Amazon mm-hmm. and search Being Mr. Skin, mm-hmm. Being Mr. Skin, which is the title of my book, subtitled 20 Years of Nip Slips, Cheek Peeks, and Fast Forwarding to the Good Parts. It's,
hell yeah,
it's the
baby.
Story. You can actually now pre-order the book at Amazon, and it's kind of cool to see your book at Amazon, and I'm excited about it. I'm actually pretty proud of it, and I have to tell you, I wasn't sure about doing it, about doing this book, but once I got into it, and the people here at my office all helped with their, you know, reminiscing about the early days, and everyone kind of contributed their stories and memories so that we could, you know, put this book together. I've always said I have the greatest job in the world. Like, this is what I get to do for a living. I have probably 35 or 40 people here at the office and around the country that work for this website. It's a fun story, and this is the first time I've mentioned bits and pieces, mm-hmm. of course, when I talk to you and doing the podcast and doing all my radio interviews, but mm-hmm. I've never put this story into one place of how this all happened, how crazy it is, what it was like to be a kid when I was before the website, mm-hmm. When I launched, how hard it was to get this going, and what's happened, all the fun stuff that's happened over the 20 years. So I got to say, looking it over, we're still tweaking, but you could pre-order the book now. It was even, I got Adam Carolla to do the foreword for the book. So I'm very honored that he was willing to do that. And anyway, So if you're interested in my story, all in one spot, please go to Amazon and pre-order Being Mr. Skin. And it'll be out next year, but you could pre-order it now.
So. And you know what I just want to say? I'm on Amazon right now. I'm looking at it. I love how you chose to make this a hard cover. No one wants any soft anything. So
no,
real coffee table
yes.
book, real hard masculine presence. Because yeah. Hard or nothing.
Yep. Well, thank you very much. And yeah, so anyone, that last but not least, I did want to mention, just head on over to Amazon and check that out. And obviously, I'll be talking a lot about that in the coming months. But
super rad.
You could finally go and check it out. So anyway, so stay tuned. We're going to be talking to two cool people, Sex Talk with My Mom podcast, and it should be a lot of fun. But Andrea, another great week.
So good, man. Here's the interview. And now I'm so excited to welcome to the show Cam and Karen Lee Potter from Sex Talk with My Mom, the amazing podcast that is gaining so many followers. And you guys have a lot to talk about. How's it going?
Very good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're real excited to be here.
It's super exciting. Now, Skin, what is your impression of cougars in general? Are you like super into them? What do you like?
Well, you know, at MrSkin.com, there are what I've noticed, too, is there's so many actresses now. When I was growing up in the 70s, let's say, if someone was 40 years old, they just they did not look like what a 40-year-old today looks like. And when I was a kid, cougars didn't really exist.
Right.
Nowadays, women in their 40s, 50s, 60s look beautiful, look like they're, when I was in my 70s, what a 30-year-old woman looked like. And it's really amazing. And there's so many television shows and movies now where actresses sometimes are making their nude debuts in their 40s. I mean, that never happened. Think about Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Is a great example in The Wrestler Before the Devil Knows You're Dead. It's just, we're in a different era, the era of the cougar, and women now are so much more, you know, so beautiful at such a an older age than it was like when I was a kid.
It's
you know?
So true. Now, Karen Lee, when I first saw your images and your videos, I was just like, this is one beautiful woman, and it's no wonder to me why younger guys would be attracted to you, because no matter how old you are, you're really beautiful.
Thank you. That's, you know what? I think it's all about inner confidence. That's what I tell everyone. I really do. And by the time you reach a certain age, you've already figured out, okay, this is what I need to do for my hair, my makeup, et cetera. So
right on.
You get through that awkward age.
That is so true. At what do you think there's a defining age, if you had to put a number on it, where a woman steps into that cougar kind of territory? Is it mid-30s? Is it 40s? Is it 50s?
I think 40s.
And Cam, how is it knowing that your mom is just this vixen? I mean, she is. She's hot, man. You know it.
At this point, I'm so used to people. Like when I was in college, people would come into my room and there was a picture of my mom and I on my wall. And one person came in and it's like, oh, is that your prom date? And I'm like, no.
Oh, man.
It was a terrible feeling, but at this point, I've embraced it. I mean, this is the whole reason our podcast exists, because my mom was putting out these videos on YouTube about like a cougar's tips on penis size. And I was like, what am I going to do with this? So I started putting it into my stand-up comedy, and then we decided to make this podcast based on it.
That's so awesome. And now you found your mom's work by you kind of randomly looking online for tips for yourself. Is that correct?
Well, I knew she was making videos to help women the second time around after death or divorce. But then I was looking for my own oral sex tips on YouTube and her videos came up and I was like, this is not the person I want to be learning from.
But did you still watch or did you turn it off?
Turn it off. How good those tips are.
They're very good.
Can you drop a couple tips on us?
Oral sex tips?
Yeah.
Focus on your partner, that's all, and communicate. Communication is lubrication.
But how do you communicate with your mouth full?
You know what? Whatever you're doing, stop what you're doing and talk to each other. That's the biggest, best way to do any kind of foreplay or anything.
You know, and I love it. And I really think kind of...
being good in bed also goes into the same kind of alignment of being a cougar. It's that confidence. It's that knowledge. It's all the things that you want to assert and be and embody makes you a good lover, as well as making you a confident cougar. So can you tell us what you have made the word cougar stand for, the individual letters?
Yes. I changed the word because I couldn't think of another word to describe like an older woman who does have this these qualities. So mm-hmm. I used an acronym for cougar: confident, older, unique, genuine, assertive, and a racy woman.
I love it. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's great.
Now, typically yeah, for my cougar.
And it is, right? I mean, yeah, watching you, seeing you, you are all those things. And when you own it, then people are just attracted to that. They see that confidence. They see that assertiveness. They see that genuine just power, and they want what you have. And it's just like a magnet. So what is
yeah,
the...
You're my best promoter, Andrea. I love that.
Yeah, Andrea is good. About it. Hey, yeah, Andrea, before we move on, I just want to make sure, Cam, what does Cam stand for?
Cowardly, anxious. I can't think of the
masculine.
Masculine.
Masculine. Very masculine.
So, Karen Lee, you are a self-proclaimed expert, and I would agree you're an expert in large age gap relationships. What do you consider a large age gap? What is the difference that sets cougars apart from people that are dating, say, someone 2 years younger, 3 years younger? What's that kind of age number gap we're looking for?
I hate to put even I think of the age gap is not really the issue. So, okay. I mean, I would say if you want to put a number, maybe 10 years, but you can okay. have the same thing with 5 years or 15 years. It really doesn't matter. I mean, you wouldn't ask George Clooney like if age mattered with him in a mile. I mean, there's a over 15.
Such a double standard.
There's a double standard. So I don't really think about it. All I could tell you is in terms of porn, what's the most searched besides a stepmother crap, but the most searched genre, it's either cougar or MILF, right? I mean, there's definitely this attraction.
Yeah, that's so true. Now, Cam, not to make you feel awkward in front of your mom, but is that something that you look for typically, like the older woman adult entertainment? Or
no, not really. I mean, I guess it's like, yeah, that would not be my go-to. Maybe it's because my mom is so outspoken about being a cougar. It's kind of like a turnoff to me.
And you guys have a really good, beautiful relationship. So you've never had that like void of maybe, you know, that kind of desire. Like sometimes girls right. with daddy issues look for, you know, guys that emulate their dads and things. I want to know, Karen, what is the appeal to you of younger guys?
For me, it's I've been dating a man who's younger for 10 and a half years.
Ooh.
Yeah. And my attraction to him is his spirit. I'm a young spirited mm-hmm. person.
That's
and
sweet.
And I think it's really important just to have fun in companionship, especially the second time around. Because I don't know if your audience knows what happened mm-hmm. to my husband, but unfortunately, he was murdered mm-hmm. 12 years ago. And mm-hmm. after that, I had to rebuild my life again. And that's why I went out in the dating world. I wasn't looking for someone who's, you know, I didn't want another husband. I wanted something completely different. I wanted a companionship, someone who, a companion is someone who I had fun with, someone who liked the same type of things, going out to, you know, concerts maybe that by the time, you know, this guy's my age would be like, oh, I'm going to bed. I'm tired. It's been a long day. Yeah. Long day. I ate dinner, you know?
True that. So yeah, you're so young, like spirited, you're so sprightly, you need a guy that can keep up. Now, do you think younger guys are better in bed? Because it's my belief that older guys are better in bed.
Why is it that? Why do you have that belief on?
I just feel like the more experienced, the more in tune with they are, the less selfish they are. But also, you know, I'm still young. So like the oldest guy I've ever had sex with is 35. You know, you know, but like,
and see if you feel that way.
And I'm like, oh, you're way better than when you were 19.
Comparatively speaking, by the time, you know, under age 25, they're still learning the ropes. But after that,
totally.
I don't think they're.
Under age 30, they're still learning the ropes.
Hey, I have a question for Karen Lee. Have you ever been approached to pose for Playboy?
Why did I know you were going to ask this? Actually, no, but I just recently, I am going to appear on a swimsuit model calendar for 50-year-old women and up.
It makes sense. Yeah, for sure. After looking at your pictures, I could see why. And I also wanted to ask you guys real quick. I read somewhere that your Cam is Chicago bred. Did you grow up in Chicago?
Yeah, well, we both did.
Oh, yeah, because that's where I'm in Chicago right now doing this podcast. Where are you guys from?
We're North Shore, lived in Northbrook most of Cam was born in Northbrook. I've been in Chicago area in and out of the north suburbs since I was 1 year old.
I live in the suburb just west of you from Northbrook. So
crazy.
We're talking where? Deerfield, Buffalo.
Starts with a G. Starts with a G.
Oh, wow.
GL.
Yeah.
DL.
GL. We'll talk about it after the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, you guys are neighbors.
We're neighbors.
Yeah. We need to do it neighbors. In studio with them, Skin, so you can look at gorgeous Karen Lee in the flesh.
Right.
And Cam.
I've never seen her at Whole Foods, I'll tell you that. Yeah.
And I want to say Cam is a good looking guy too. I know we like to talk about how beautiful Karen Lee is, but Cam, you got it all going on.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. What's your relationship status right now?
I'm single. I'm dating around. Why are you laughing at that?
Dating around?
I'm dating around, you know, seeing what works, what doesn't. Very much in an exploratory phase, especially relative to my mother.
If you want to listen to Sex Talk with My Mom, our podcast, you'll hear a lot about his particular dating stories. And we actually have brought on his like ex-lovers and talked about each of their perspectives in front of me on the podcast.
Yeah. Now, what do you have to do to convince your exes to come on the show? I feel like maybe if it were me, I'd be like, I don't really want to come on your podcast. We broke up. Is it easy to get them on? Or
the more serious the relationship it is, the harder it is to get them on the show. But if it's like a one-night stand or someone I've just seen a few times,
right,
you know, it's already pretty casual. So
yeah,
they're kind of usually down to come on.
And are girls intimidated by the fact that you do this show with your mom? Like when they come on, are they almost unwilling to say the truth because your mom's right there? Or do you find she brings some comfort?
You know, they usually like her more than they like me.
Karen Lee, have you ever considered maybe having a girl-on-girl tryst with one of Cam's exes?
God.
No, I would like them for him is what he meant by that.
I know, I'm teasing. But you guys have such a good dynamic. You have such a fun show. It's Sex Talk with My Mom. And I would love to know, Karen Lee, what's your number one tip for younger guys that want to be with a beautiful, gorgeous, free-spirited, loving individual such as yourself?
I just did a live stream this morning on that subject. The main tip is confidence. You need to be confident in yourself. You can't walk up to someone who's totally intimidating and not have their inner confidence.
But how do you get confidence?
How do you get confidence? You want my 10 tips from this morning?
Yeah, or I'll drop it on us.
But basically, the 10 tips are, I'm going to sum up 10 tips that you follow your gut. You follow your own instinct. You don't listen to the naysayers, the idiots out there. And you act on, try to get out of your head and just focus on the other person and learn from your mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I gave you more than one tip.
I love it. And Cam, what's the biggest takeaway that you've learned from your mom doing this incredible podcast together? If you could pick one thing that kind of blew your mind and you're like, oh my gosh, I just learned the coolest thing from my mom.
I'm constantly impressed by her willingness to just make a complete fool of herself. If she has a thought that typically some people would think is embarrassing or they'd be scared to say, she just fucking goes for it. She's got that confidence that she's, you know, preaching right now.
Yeah.
So I'd say, honestly, that is probably the biggest tip to just trust that whatever happens, it will be okay and just go with your gut.
Truly. And then do you both have a number one tip for an aspiring cougar, someone who has suffered loss or divorce and they like to get out there and they're just not sure if they have what it takes?
You go first, Cam.
Do I have a tip for cougar who wants to get cougars out there?
Yeah, someone who's like willing and ready, but they're just scared. Maybe they don't know if they have what it takes to pull in a hot younger guy.
I don't know. I think that if you think about like the shortness of our own lives, I think that could be motivation enough to be like, okay, well, we're going to die. We might as well, right?
Yeah.
That's a good point. Just read my book, Cougar's Guide to Getting Your Ass Back Out There. You'll find all the tips you need.
Oh, I didn't realize you had a book, too. Tell us about that.
The book is called The Cougar's Guide to Getting Your Ass Back Out There. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and anywhere you can find books.
Right on.
She has very useful chapters like Release Your Inner Stripper.
Cam used all the passages of my book at some point or another in his stand-up comedy. He sold books there. Anyway, yeah, the book is it's semi-autobiographical. You'll hear a little bit about my story and how I was always shy growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And then after my husband passed away, what I did initially, and that's why I wrote the book, is to help women who want to get back out there again. So
perfect.
I have quite a few tips there.
Perfect.
Is it Andrea or Andrea?
It's Andrea. It's like everything you're doing, Karen Lee, is giving other women the permission. It's like you're showing them the way. You're saying, look, I'm doing this. I've suffered this loss. I have this confidence. I have this desire. Here I am. And when you do this stuff, it allows other women to do this stuff. And I really think, and not to sound like super cheesy, you're a gift to humanity, girl.
My God, I was about to say that Andrea, you have probably... You just gave us a better interview than I think we got on Megyn Kelly.
Well, you know.
Andrea's a professional.
I appreciate you saying that. It really means a lot to me. Thank you very much.
I call it like I see it. And you have a beautiful heart as well as a beautiful face and body. You have a gorgeous relationship with your family. I think that's so important. I want everyone to listen to their podcast, Sex Talk with My Mom. You can also find their website, Sex Talk with My Mom. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram. Also, easily, Sex Talk with My Mom. And then on Twitter, Sex Talk Podcast. Did I miss anything, guys?
That is it. Thank you so much for having us.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.